Good evening, boo buddies. It is Thursday, the 4th of November, 2010. It's Napod Pomo Day 4. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I've been doing a lot of listening today to all the boos that have been coming out, and I've come to the conclusion that what I need to do is try and do my shout-outs and responses as quickly as possible, so I've got plenty of time left to talk about other stuff during the course of the audio boo. So, here goes. Andy, sorry, don't know anything about house extensions. Would dearly love to extend ours. Wish I had the money. I'll put in a request for Irish and Scottish, please. And stem cell research, cool stuff. We've actually saved some stem cells from when Catherine was born. We did the thing with the cord blood. Didn't bother with David, but did it with Catherine. Simon, thanks for talking a bit about yourself. Always interesting to hear that. Support can be a rubbish place to be sometimes. I love support, but I hate the unpredictable nature of it. If I could do support 9 till 5, I'd be really happy. Pawari, yay! New house. Sounds very exciting. Tell us all about it. I thought your sound quality was slightly worse with you recording direct to the Mac rather than through the iPhone. Syzygy, love the song. More, please. And finishing off with, I agree with John. Okay, right, that's my shout-outs. Just wanted to talk a little bit today about a trait of mine that frustrates me. And it's something that I'm already feeling biting with Napod Pomo. I'm the kind of person who gets enthusiastic about stuff up front. I always take on stuff. If somebody asks me to do something at work, I will usually say yes, and then I'll think about it later. And I have a real problem actually following through and doing stuff. Here we are, it's day 4 of Napod Pomo, and I've been struggling all day to find some time to record and a subject to record about. So this is why I'm talking about finding it difficult, I suppose. I never really think of myself as an ideas kind of a person, but over the last few years, I've had a number of ideas for podcasts or websites or blogs or things that I've got really enthusiastic about, done all the prep that you're supposed to do, have had draft posts ready to go, draft shows ready to go, kick it all off, and then it all stops because I lose interest in it. It's kind of like I enjoy the setting up of the whole thing rather than the actual doing. Most recently I've set up a parenting blog, which is at geekmummy.com, and it must be a month since I last posted. Again, I started in a rush of enthusiasm, got some posts up, started promoting, and then kind of ran out of time. But I've also had ideas in the past. John and I were going to do a podcast about alternatives to satellite TV. We're going to do a podcast called Cancel the Cable. Got a really cool domain name for it and everything. Just about the ways that you can watch television without actually needing a Sky subscription or a cable contract. That was a great idea, and we still haven't brought it through to fruition. Still keep thinking that we will. I started a bite-sized chunks news site called Geek Bites, which I started off and got going a bit and then lost interest with. How do I keep myself under momentum and moving on with these things? There's a good question for my boo buddies out there and my fellow Napod Pomo people. How do you motivate yourself? How do you keep yourself going? That's definitely a good one for Pawari with your novel. You see, I always think, you know, maybe I could write a book and then I'd probably write the first chapter and get bored and go off and do something else. So there we go. That's day 4 of Napod Pomo. I'm getting frustrated already, but I have still recorded today. Yay. And tomorrow is another day. Talk to you all soon. Bye.